Morning, folks. What'd you just say?
We have 74 new
students. Really? Okay. I thought you were saying something snippy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I am Bruce Dickey. I appreciate folks tuning in. This is going to be a treat this morning. It's a lot of fun. We talked on the show before this. I don't know if you heard it, Lisa. We were talking with me and Lynn. He had his junior prom date was a cultural exchange student. By the way, your microphone's on. You can talk at any time. It is radio, Lisa.
Got it. I'm here.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just something that has been around, but a lot of folks don't know much about the cultural, about the exchange programs, do they?
No, that is why we're here today, to let people know about the culture.
How this works. Let me introduce everybody here, and then I'll ask a few questions and get the ball rolling. The first, and the young lady who set this all up, Lisa Smith, the former Lisa Dalton, and married to Mike.
Yes.
And from Mount Airy. And you have been I guess you're just a parent too, right? Or a host parent. A host parent.
Yes.
And alongside of Lisa Smith is Belinda Funkhauser. Belinda from Grayville. How you doing, Belinda?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate it. That's nice. Now, are these two young men staying with you, or both of them, or who are these two young men with?
They're with us. They're our new sons.
I got it. All right. Well, that will give me the chance to your immediate right. From Hanover, Germany, it is Henrik Behrens. How you doing, Henrik?
Good. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Thanks very much for coming on the show today. Appreciate it. Should be a good time. What year in school are you?
Sophomore.
You're a sophomore.
Yeah.
Okay. And to your immediate right is Jun Hong Park, right?
Yep.
How'd I do?
Good.
June's from South Korea, from Incheon, South Korea. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been in the country now, June?
Almost a month.
Yeah. Is this your first time out of Korea or first time in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's first time.
No kidding. How about yourself, Henrik? What are you? How long have you been here now? Same kind of time?
I've been here for like 3 weeks.
Okay.
But I've been to the U.S. before in 2012.
What'd you come over for first time?
Just holiday in California.
How many days of holiday? I've always wondered. Folks in Germany, I've been to Germany. I was in Germany in 2010. Had loved it. Beautiful country, by the way. I've never been to Korea. Sorry, June. I can't really. I'm not going to be able to talk to you about that. But beautiful country in Germany. You folks in Germany get more vacation, I wonder, than folks in the U.S.? Or would you have any idea, being a sophomore, you don't even know or care?
Yeah. We have like 6 weeks summer vacation. And
no kidding.
2 weeks fall, 2 weeks Christmas, and 2 weeks spring.
Wow. That's 10 weeks. Good for you. Where did you go in California?
I flew to San Francisco, and then we drove down to L.A.
Oh, so you didn't? Did you get up to see all the big trees?
Yeah, we were there.
That's pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Lisa, talking to Lisa Smith also from Mount Airy, and like we said, she's a host parent with the Cultural Homestay International. Tell everybody about what Cultural Homestay International is, Lisa, and why you got into this. What is behind this for you?
Well, it came out on Facebook that they were looking for host families, and so we decided, well, we would try it.
How long ago?
That's been 3 years ago.
Okay.
3 years ago. So we decided we would try it for 5 months. We had 2 5-month students that were needing placed. So we decided we would try it. Absolutely fell in love with it.
Really?
And we have been doing it ever since.
How many children do you have to start with?
We have two.
You have two, uh-huh. two children of your own?
We have two children. They're both married. And we have 3 grandsons.
Okay. So is it something that you decided you thought about doing after you had maybe empty nest or something, or how'd that work for you?
Well,
why did you become interested, I guess, without getting too personal?
Well, we have,
unless you want to.
Well, okay. we had an extra bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And so we decided that this would give them the opportunity to come over here if we didn't open up our bedroom for them, then they might not get a chance to come to America.
Yeah.
And go to school and, you know, do different things as far as they get to play sports because they're in the ISHA.
IHSA.
Yes. They're approved through there, so they get to play sports. They get to go to prom. And they have a lot of opportunities in America that they don't have back home.
Really?
Yes. The sports is after school, right, boys?
Yeah.
After school, and they have to pay for that.
Oh, really? Like club sports?
Yeah.
I see.
So here they get to do that. Bonfires.
Bonfires?
Yeah. They
you guys don't have bonfires, Henrik?
They don't have fires back then.
Well, like sometimes, but I live in a city, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's not that easy to do it.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder if you could have a cultural exchange program from Chicago to Mount Airy.
Chicago would be totally different. Mount Airy.
I suspect that's true.
You know what is funny, though, is whenever they get Google Map, Mount Airy, it's like nowhere. It's a place nowhere. Isn't that right, boys?
Yeah, that's true.
That's great.
And then they end up, they really enjoy being in America, trying the food. And what else do you guys enjoy?
Well, I'll get to them. Don't worry about it. I'll get to them. We'll find out. We're going to find out all the cultural differences from the boys here eventually. Belinda, how long have you been in the program?
Our first exchange student was in 2006.
Oh, really?
And then we didn't take any for a few years. And then in 2012, we took two girls for the first time.
What was your driving force behind you and your family starting to take in exchange students?
My husband and I are semi-retired. He drives a school bus, and our three daughters are grown and gone.
Yeah.
And we have worked with the youth probably for over 30 years in our church, and we just have a heart for kids, especially high school kids.
Yeah.
And our house was so empty, and we live in a large home, and we just thought it might be fun.
Seeing as you've been doing it for a little bit longer than Lisa, now what kind of, are you able to continue relationships with the kids after they have come through your home and spent time in your home? Do you still converse or continue contact with some of your exchange students?
Absolutely. We stay in touch with all of them. In fact, in July, we visited three of our Brazilian exchange students.
Mm-hmm. Where in Brazil?
We went to São Paulo and Rio and Bury.
I could only imagine that being... And I'll ask the boys about it here eventually. I can only imagine the different cultural shock for these kids being just amazing or just hugely wide. And do you know how to speak Portuguese?
No. Not at all.
That's what I was wondering. How in the world do they place Brazilians with folks who don't know the language? Or I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, the kids know the
kids know
language.
English.
Yes,
really?
Yes. The kids, I think, have to have a certain amount of education in the English language before they come. So, yeah, the kids were our interpreters in Brazil.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Tell me a little bit about the program, Lisa.
Well,
I need to get a little closer to the mic or turn that a little bit.
Okay. Well, the program is that we're looking for host families, always. We have anywhere from 15 to 20 that's going to be coming in for the second semester.
Oh, really?
And then, of course, next year for the 2016 and 17 year, we're looking for host families. And what this consists of is we do have a background check on them, and then we have pictures that we take of their house. The kitchen.
Probably go interview them and make sure they're...
The bedroom. Yeah. And we do interview them and the family pictures. And that way, you know, when you're looking at what is it?
At a comfortability level or what are you looking for just to make sure that they're not going to be living...
Not like in apartments or anything
room.
Like that. So anyway, and then what we do is... we start sending that information in, and we work with the families,
So there's a clearinghouse out in California. Is that what I'm to understand? The cultural
yes.
Homestay International is in California, right?
Yes. It's in California, and from Tom and Hilka.
Right.
Yes. They have been there for 35 years, the business has been, and they are still there.
And they just place folks. Put folks in touch with each other, right? It's kind of a clearinghouse? Is that what it is?
They always check and make sure that everything is through the state.
Oh, I see.
Also, through the state. Amy Hensley is our Illinois director, and she has several academic coordinators, such as I am.
Yeah.
I'm a coordinator now because I really enjoy it. So I
you
thought,
got into
well,
this. You're in this pretty deep, aren't you?
I'm in it now.
How much time do you spend, do you think, a week or a month or a year?
It's
volunteer
it's
work,
a lot
too,
of time.
Isn't it?
It is.
That must be very fulfilling.
It is. We really do enjoy it. And the boys, they come in and they're family. They're our family.
Sure.
They're our sons. And our family accepts them as uncles.
Well,
they came
great.
Over and they're an uncle already.
I'm going to talk with June Hong Park and Henrik Behrens here when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got folks from the Cultural Homestay International, and we're talking about exchange student programs. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm talking with some folks from the Cultural Homestay International. This is an exchange program. And before I get to the boys, Lisa, I wanted to ask you one more thing.
Yes.
How often do the kids from Wayne County go to different countries as well, or do we? I wonder if we. You said that these boys have learned English for the most part. We may not have people who know enough of, say, German. We don't have a German program, so it'd be tough to send somebody over to Germany, right?
Well, you know, like it used to be the exchange program. They would come here, and then where they stay, they would go back over and do school over there.
Yeah.
They do not do that anymore.
Really?
I mean, I know of some college students that's gone over there to study. But
through their probably programs through their own.
Yes.
Through their own company or through their own colleges.
But no, they come over here and they stay with us and learn our culture.
When did that change? Do you know?
I really don't know.
Because I've got a buddy I went to school with 30 years ago, went to Finland for a year. And when he was in high school, or maybe 6 months, I don't know. He just thought it was a wonderful program. And then as his kids grew up, I think he kind of looked into it and for his kids, and they never went anywhere. That was because, it, like you say, it just doesn't go that direction for some reason anymore.
Well, you know, they learn how to speak English.
Right.
You know, they teach that. It's proper English. They teach that in their school over in the foreign countries. So they already know how to speak. Now, how many languages do we know how to speak?
We have Spanish and used to have Spanish in grade school. And that's no longer anymore.
Yeah.
And now we just have Spanish in high school. I don't think we have French or German or anything like that. Some high schools do, but not us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right, boys, let's go. We're interviewing the boys now to get the real story, get down to the real deal. Tell me, is America? Let's go with June first. June, this is your first trip to the United States. Were you surprised by what you saw here? What was the biggest difference, you think, from here to Korea?
Yeah, I was really surprised about every people wear shoes inside house.
Doing what?
Wearing shoes inside house.
Wearing shoes inside the houses.
Yeah.
No kidding.
In Korea, we don't wear shoes. We just take off the shoes.
So there's a cultural difference. Just the immediately just popped. Well, that would have cropped up immediately, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What else? What else did you see? I bet you getting off the plane, you saw things you did not expect. I'll tell you one thing I saw in Germany and in Europe as opposed to the United States. United States people are bigger. We eat more. Were you surprised by the size of the people here?
Yeah.
I wondered. Did you see the same thing, Henrik?
Yeah. It's like more people being a bit.
Yeah. Over. Yeah, yeah. We're big. Hey, man, I'm not scared to say we eat a little bit more than we probably should in the United States. That's fine. Henrik, what did you see when you came over, your first trip to school?
I think the biggest difference is that the people are much more open to new people. Like in Germany,
really?
Everyone is doing his own thing or with his friends or family, but not when there's someone he doesn't know, he just ignores him and goes along with his own people. And when I came here, everyone was so open to me and integrated me and stuff in the different classes and baseball. So I think that's the biggest difference.
How do you like, but did you play baseball in Germany?
No.
But you're playing baseball now, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of that? How do you enjoy baseball?
I like it. It's
yeah?
fun.
Are you a good hitter, or is it something that's come natural to you?
Well, I'm not that good with the bat, so
But you can throw?
Yeah. I think I'm going to play outfield.
Well, you see, now that's cool. The good thing about playing in the outfield, Henrik, basically all you have to know how to do, grab the ball and throw it toward the infield. Somebody will get it. As long as you throw near the right base, did you ever watch any baseball when you were in Germany?
Not really.
Or play baseball?
No.
Never had, huh? What do you play? What sports did you play in school?
I played handball.
Handball?
Yeah.
Team handball or individual handball?
Team.
No kidding. See, now I see that in the Olympics and always wonder where that comes from.
Yeah.
That looks like a lot of fun to tell you the truth.
But it's not popular. Like, in Germany, the most popular sport is soccer.
Uh-huh.
So, just a few people play handball. League isn't that big.
Really?
Yeah.
But this is one of those type of things, like Lisa was mentioning, that your family had to pay a certain amount of money for you to be able to play in the league. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's kind of that is a little bit of a change from here, I would assume. Does playing handball help you throw a baseball?
Kinda, yeah. The throwing it helps, but that's it. So
is that? You know, yeah, it's not helping you. Doesn't help you swing a bat at all, does it?
Yeah.
June,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit. Tell me what sports did you play over there, or what other differences what? Let me ask a different question. What extracurricular activities are you getting involved with here in the United States that you may not otherwise have been involved with over in Korea?
Well, in high school in Korea, we don't have curricular like a auto service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's only like a science, math.
So you're able to get into shop.
Yeah.
The auto service basically is you don't know the term. Lisa knows the term shop. That's shop class is basically auto service class. So you can learn a skill.
Yeah. And also driving class.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah. So
they don't have driver's ed in Korea?
Yeah, not in school.
Oh, is that right? How about, now you haven't been here long enough. How long are you planning on being here? Are you one semester or two semesters?
Two. Yep, two.
Oh, Lisa, you got to get this kid a tractor for April John Deere Day at Sisney. Don't you think?
I think that would be really neat for them to ride on a tractor or get to experience. They haven't really seen a combine in the field going, except for when Skyping. When we Skyped with them, they got to see a combine. But
boys, it's coming.
They are excited to see.
I wondered the same thing. When I was in Germany, you know, I saw the. I was in there in October. I was there September and October, and I didn't see a combine either. I was looking for them, but all the farms are off the are away from the cities, aren't they? In Germany.
My grandparents, they live in the country, so when I visit them, I always see stuff like tractors and farms and
So are you here for two semesters as well?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to have to be looking for a tractor ride too, I suppose, right? See, now, what I'm talking about, there's a day in, I want to say April. Is it April? Whenever they'll have the the tractor drive to school at Sisney, everybody brings their tractors. You think I'm kidding.
To school.
It's great. You think I'm joking with you, Henrik? Yeah. I'm not telling you a joke. This is a true deal. It's great. They bring tractors and fill the parking lot up with tractors, and off you go. It's just, it's a lot of fun. It's not just the FFA guys either.
So everyone just drives tractors to school.
If they have one, they bring it. It's a great tradition. It really is. It's a lot of fun. June, you're going to get into this. I just know that you're going to be driving a tractor all over Incheon. Whenever you go back home, right?
Yeah.
June's not having it. I think I've got Henrik told. I think Henrik believes me. It is true. It is true. June is not buying in. I can tell right now that June is not buying in. Well, that's fine. You buy in all you want. That's all right. It's a good time. You'll have a lot of fun. What are some of the things, boys, that you're looking forward to most in the school year spent in the United States?
I'm mostly looking forward to the sports. Really? I already started, like playing baseball, maybe playing basketball. So
you're going to try to play basketball, huh?
Yeah,
that's cool. That's good. Sisney's got a fun program. They'll Adam, Coach Ellis, I guess, get you going relatively early. We'll be broadcasting. See, that's the thing. Now, do your parents, did you tell them or to tell their parents that they're going to be on the radio today? Because we're streaming worldwide. They could be listening to you on the... Oh, my goodness, his eyes just went wide. Your mom and dad could be listening right now to you on the radio.
Oh, no, they didn't know that.
Same thing for you, June. They'd be able to, they'd have a ball.
In Germany, they're 7 hours ahead. And in South Korea, you're
14
hours ahead of us. So it was kind of hard to find time to Skype with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. So you're looking at Germany right now. It's, 9:30. So you're looking at almost 4:30, past 4:30. And add 7 to that. So it's 11:30 right now in Korea, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to talk to your parents much since you've been here? How often do you FaceTime with them, or do you Skype, or how's that work?
I Skype with my parents when, like, in the first week.
Yeah.
Just to tell them that everything is fine, and we Skype with our parents like once a week or every second week, so that's good.
How many siblings do you have? Are you an only child, or how many siblings?
No, I have a sister. She's 12.
Is she, depending on your experience here, is she interested in maybe exchange sometime too, eventually?
She's getting homesick very fast, so.
She's missing you.
Yeah, but she's also, if she would come here, think she couldn't stand being homesick.
She gets homesick. Yeah. I see your point. Okay. How about you, June? How many siblings, brothers and sisters, do you have?
I have a younger brother.
Uh-huh.
He's 9 years old. Yeah.
So you're the you two are both the oldest children in your family.
Mm-hmm.
A 9 year old, you may not know if he's too young probably to decide if he would be or is this an experience that you might go home and tell your younger sibling that you're having a good time with it, at least a month in?
Yeah, actually
3 weeks in.
Actually, my brother is 8 years old in America. It's Korea counts one more years than America. So
really?
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. So explain this to me. All right. So if I'm born, say, August 24th today,
mm-hmm.
I'm already one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. That's like horse racing. I don't know if you boys know how horse racing. It's similar to horse racing. Horse racing, no matter when the colt is born, if it's born in, say, this is 2015. If the colt was born in 2012, it's 3 years old, right? 11. Mm-hmm. 2011 would be 3 years old. So yeah. So basically, in Korea, you pick up a year. I did not realize that. So that's pretty good. How come that works like that? Have you sat down to work out the math on that yet, June?
No.
That's a great one. You're gonna have to confound. Who's your math teachers? Who's some of your teachers at Sisney?
His name is Mr. Hutton.
Mr. Hutton.
Hutton.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Hutton would have a good time working out. He might make up some story problems just based on that. If I know Mr. Hutton, I do know Mr. Hutton. Yeah, that's great. That's great. How do you like your teachers?
Yeah, they're all good. They're very kind to us. Yeah, it's hard to speak with English, but yeah, they understand it and accept it. Yeah, they're all kind.
They're amenable to working with you he's able to help you figure out. Well, math's a different language anyway, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. What level are you boys in math? Algebra or what? What are you at, Henrik?
Like, you mean now? Here?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we are doing stuff like roots now.
Square root and that kind of
yeah.
stuff?
How? But I've had that in middle school.
Yeah, that's what Germany. I'm wondering. How much different are the educational systems? Are you ahead or behind of what similar age kids are here?
In stuff like science, in Germany we are ahead.
Yeah.
Because we start learning different types of science in grade school.
Right.
So,
that's yeah. pretty good. See, so you ought to just ace your classes anyway then, right, boys?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Mr. Hutton you said that. I'm talking with June Hung Park from Incheon, Korea, as well as Henrik Behrens from Hanover, Germany. They are exchange students, and they've come over here through the Cultural Homestay International Exchange. Also joining me today are Lisa Smith. She's a host parent, along with Belinda Funkhauser, a host parent from Grayville. And we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. We'll talk a little bit more with all these folks after we return. Back in a sec. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got folks here from Cultural Homestay International, which is mainly an exchange student program. Lisa Smith and Belinda Funkhauser are in the studio, and they are a couple of host parents. And they told us how they've been doing this over the years. And a couple of brand new exchange students in the room also. Jun Hong Park from Incheon, Korea, and Henrik Behrens. Is it Behrens? I'm saying that right?
Yeah, that's not how we pronounce it in
How do you pronounce it in Germany?
Behrens.
Behrens.
Well, we pronounce the
get a little closer.
Behrens.
Behrens. See, now that's not how they do it at Carmi, Henrik. I'm just telling you. Henrik Behrens, he's from Hanover, Germany. Tell me a little bit about Hanover, Germany. Tell me is it all new? Because it got the heck bombed out of it in World War II.
Yeah. Well, we got a part of town that's old.
Really?
But it's mostly new, like built in 1990, I think.
Really?
So it's not that new, but many new family houses and apartments. Yeah.
How big a city? How many people?
500,000 to 600,000.
Oh, that's pretty good size.
Yeah.
Got their own soccer team, I presume.
Yeah.
How well do they do in the Bundesliga?
Not too good.
Not too good. I was gonna say I hadn't really seen them all that much. I see Munich, but I don't see.
It's mostly Munich and another team.
Which one?
From Germany, BVB.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. What got you, Henrik? What made you decide to join an exchange program?
I've had already experienced being an exchange student because I've been to France with my school.
Oh, really? Okay.
And lived in a family for 1 week. And I really enjoyed it, so I decided to do it longer. And
yeah.
I really wanted to go to the USA because I liked it here when I was here in 2012. So I went to
some kind of convention?
Yeah, where just different organizations presented themselves.
Oh, I see.
And I looked at it with my parents, and we decided for an organization.
What we might call, say, an academic fair or a job fair. I see.
Yeah. And I really liked the idea of doing it, so I talked to my parents, and they weren't happy to.
Well, they won't lose you.
Yeah. So.
How have your parents ever spent much time over in this country other than when you traveled here on vacation?
No, that's the only time they've been here.
Is that right? What'd they think of the country? They must have thought the country was okay, or they wouldn't have let you come back.
Yeah, they liked it here. So, well, they doing during the holiday, they didn't really get to know the American culture because it's just sightseeing.
California, for crying out loud. That's different.
Yeah.
Did you make it to Vegas, by the way, when you were out there?
No.
Okay. June, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in the culture exchange program and what made you decide to join up.
Yeah, I involved this program because of my mom's friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I want to come to America and have a high school year because my school in Korea is too long.
A little rigid?
Yeah, it's we in high school we have to go to school before 8:30 and school finishes at 9 p.m.
So what do you do with yourself now when you get out of school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Video games all the it's video games all day long, isn't it?
Studying. No. just resting, peaceful.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. What made you choose the United States?
I really like to have a new experience. So
yeah.
I've never been to other foreign countries, so I want to came here and stay 1 year.
Yeah.
Improve some English.
Yeah, up there on the Korean Peninsula, I don't know where else you'd go other than to fly to Japan or something like that, because it's not like you're going to travel north. How far is Incheon from the 38th parallel?
Incheon to America?
No, to the to North Korea.
It's probably drive to 1 or 2 hours.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's really close.
My point was, you're not traveling. If you're going on vacation, you're not going north.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Welcome to the country. We're certainly glad that both of you are here. Tell me, you already gave me your favorite food. What about this country? I've got to know. There's got to be something that has just creeped you out or freaked you out for using American terms. What do you not like? What's the first thing you saw that, oh my goodness, I just do not know how I'm going to deal with, say, this? Cattle? Pigs?
No, I haven't had really a big thing that scared me or feared me off. So the only thing that I don't like that much, like, it's the guns.
Yeah, a lot of guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guns.
In the U.S., it's very, very relaxed with guns.
Yeah.
Compared to Germany.
Well, that's for sure.
That made me afraid a bit, because there was one during my preparation time for the exchange program. There was a student from Hamburg, a city in Germany, and he died while he was here.
Oh, really?
He was shot. Yeah.
I hadn't heard that. Well,
it was kind of his fault, because he went to a garage. He didn't know the owner. He just, during the night, he went in and the guy shot him.
Oh, I see. He just thought, he didn't realize that. Yeah. That's a gigantic miscalculation. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. How about you, June? Anything that has jumped out at you that you just don't like maybe anchovies on pizza or something? You're a big pizza eater, you say. People put anchovies on pizza. You probably like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to a have they taken? I know we don't have too many German restaurants, but you'll find more often in the United States the occasional Korean barbecue. Are you interested in going to something like that and seeing how transplants from Korea may do barbecue in the United States?
Yeah, I'm interested in that kind of things too.
Yeah.
And yeah, I actually like Chinese.
Do you like Chinese food?
In America, yeah, I've never tried Chinese in Korea.
Really? You never tried Chinese food in Korea? It's a little... see, now, whenever you talk to a Chinese person, they'll tell you that American Chinese is nothing like Chinese food whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But you never know. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying your stay. Now, we've kind of skipped around talking to the boys mainly, but Lisa, tell me again, you say there are 17 kids coming over next semester, or is it in 16-17?
No, this is in the second semester.
And how many of them do you have placed?
We're working on placing them right now.
You're looking to get them.
Yeah,
you're
looking
to
for homes right now. Yes.
How who does somebody need to contact if they are interested in maybe becoming a host family for a cultural exchange like this?
They can contact myself, and they can contact Amy Hensley. She is my boss.
Uh-huh.
Amy Hensley. And my phone number is 854.
You did want to put this on the radio, right?
2658.
I thought you did.
Yes.
854-2658 if you're interested.
If you're interested, yes.
Well, see, now that's the thing. Folks could give you a call just to see what it's like.
Right.
You know, and that same thing with you, right, Belinda? Have you did people like Lisa give you a call whenever... because you've been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be willing and love probably talking to folks about your experiences, right?
Oh, I do. Yes. Actually, my granddaughter is the one that got us into it. She met Amy up at the park, and she said, my grandma might host. And so she called and said, Mima, would you host? And I said, well, she can come over and talk to us, but I doubt it. And Amy came over and talked to us, and we ended up with two girls.
No kidding.
And we've had kids every year after
that. And it probably doesn't matter to you, does it? If you get, does it matter what country they're from? Or
oh, no.
Boys
Mm-mm.
or girls? Doesn't matter at all, do you?
No. Mm-mm. How
big a house do you have to big enough to handle a few extras, don't you?
Yeah, we have three bedrooms upstairs and a full basement finished downstairs. So we've got plenty of room. Yeah.
How many? I kind of asked Lisa. Lisa found it quite fulfilling. You must also, I presume, right?
Oh, I do. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of laughs. They learn real quick that we like to have fun, and we joke with them when they miss a word or, you know, don't understand us or we don't understand them. We have a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
Well, that's wonderful. That's Belinda Funkhauser from Grayville. She's a host parent for Cultural Homestay International. Again, what phone number? Do you want to give your phone number? Do you mind if folks are interested and want to give you a call too?
No, I don't mind at all.
What's
my number? 618-375-7503. And I'd be happy to talk to anybody that would be interested in possibly taking in an exchange student.
What was your number again, Lisa?
854-2658.
I'm going to throw them on the website if you don't mind whenever. I'll put the recording on the website. Well, fellas, thank you so much for coming in. Have you what's your thoughts of your first experience on the radio? It's a nightmare for you, wasn't it?
Well, I was excited at the beginning, but time flew by.
Yeah?
It did.
So are you still excited?
Yeah.
Now they have to go back to school.
Well, see, now that's the tough part. June, you got to go back to school. What class did you miss when you came in here today? What were you missing?
U.S. government and math and probably physical science.
You can catch up. That's not that big a deal. You'll be able to catch up in that. Fellas, ladies, thank you very much for coming in and joining us today on the Bruce Dickey Show.
Thank you for having us.
You betcha. Appreciate it. We'll talk to y'all real soon. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back in about a day.